with love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, soon the race will be o'er and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Oh, let me sing blessed skiing all the way to that shore. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way.
Prayer tonight. Dear Father, Lord, we just commit ourselves to you once again tonight, Lord God. Father, I'm tired. Maybe some others are tired tonight, Lord God. But Father, we've come tonight, Lord God, because we want to be refilled with your purpose and your strength, Lord God, to give you glory, Lord God, to be reoriented in your word, Lord God. Maybe we're a micrometer off in our vision, Lord God. We want to get recalibrated and to have our sights set aright, Lord God, to be reminded of your direction, Lord God, of your guidance, Lord God. Father, that our questions might be answered tonight, Lord God, and that we'd be put on your path of righteousness once again if we've erred from your way, Lord God. And Father, just pray that you'd help us tonight, refill us with your spirit, cleanse us, Lord God, from any unrighteousness, and make us whole, Lord God, is our prayer. Father, if there'd be any need, you know the needs, Lord God. Derek flying out soon for England, Lord God. Just pray that you'd give him traveling mercies, Lord God, and many different ones, Lord God, with needs. Father, you're more than able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think, Lord. And we accept, Lord God, that if you became sin for us, that we have become the very righteousness of God, Lord God. And we just place ourselves under what you said, Lord God, referencing what Brother One said on Sunday. We claim the promise. We don't just pray in error. We claim your promise about what you said. It's not about what we said. It's what you said. You said where two or three would be gathered in your name, there you'd be in their midst, and we're trusting in that tonight, Lord God. We just commit into your hands now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just sing that chorus. I don't even think I know the verses. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, says it's in G. Actually, I think I do know the verses. Let's try those verses. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. Oh, sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb. Oh, and I will pass over you. Oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Chiefest of sinners, Jesus will save. All he has promised, that will he do. Oh, wash in the fountain, open for sin, and I will pass over you. Oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, judgment is coming, all will be there, each one receiving justly his due. Hide in the saving, sin-cleansing blood, and I will pass for you. Oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I
blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, great compassion, oh, boundless love, oh, loving kindness, faithful and true. Find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, I will pass, oh, sing the chorus one more time. When I see, oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Praise the Lord. That was good. I haven't sung that song in years. Praise God. Was that G? That seemed really low for that song. Maybe we should try it in A flat next time. Let's sing the song, I Will Hasten to Him. I am resolved no longer to linger. Let's turn around and greet one another this tonight. Everybody, immunize yourselves. Share germs. Praise the Lord. That's in G as well. Praise the Lord.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Oh, I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. Hasten so glad and so free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Oh, I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is the living way. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Oh, I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the past of sin. Oh, friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still I will enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Oh, I am resolved, and who will go with me? Come, friends, without delay. Taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just pray real quick for, I'm not sure, Andrew and Kristen. They're not here tonight, and I know that the baby's coming any day, so let's just keep them in prayer as well tonight. What? It's come? Nobody told me. There you go. Let's pray for Sister Kristen recovering after the baby since nobody told me. Dear Father, thank you that the baby's come. Praise the Lord. And we're just trusting. Lord, thank you, for that blessing. A new convert. Praise the Lord. And we're just trusting that you'd be with Andrew and Kristen, that you just watch over them, Lord, Sister Kristen and the recovery. I'm sure Andrew, with all of those dad thoughts of how on earth am I going to do this and all of those things, Father, we're just trusting you, Lord God, that you'd be with them, you'd watch over them, that you'd cover them, Lord God. And Father, just pray that you'd help us as a body to be able to support them and one another, Lord God, obviously each one of us, Lord God. Lord, may your spirit flow through them, Lord God, and teach them, because you're the perfect parent. None of us are perfect, Lord God, and we're just trusting you that you'd go and you'd anoint them and give them wisdom, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. I didn't even have an announcement up here or anything, Brother Steve. I'm disappointed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everyone else knew, so there you go. I don't know. What's the announcement? The baby's come? Somebody said something. Yep. Is it a boy or a girl? Okay, there we go. That's okay. Gotcha. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll call him brother for now. Amen. That's good. Brother Botchway. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go ahead and sing that song. See the bright light shine. Mom, if you can play, still play. Praise the Lord. Don't get too excited. Oh, it's okay. You can do whatever you want. There's a light in the window and a table spread in splendor. Someone standing by the open door. I can see the crystal river. Oh, I must be here forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. See the family gathering, sweet faces all familiar. No one's old or feeble anymore. Oh, this lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. About home time, I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Oh Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Was that C? It's supposed to be B flat, so that's about 2.5 keys too high. Praise the Lord. That's all right. Let's go ahead and sing that song. Sing them over again to me. We're going through some old songs we haven't sung in a long time. Wonderful Words of Life. It's an F. It's an F. Praise the Lord. It's all right. You know, I was just thinking about, and I didn't mean that comment about Mom getting too excited, but I know she likes to shout, and that's where I get it from. Well, Dad, too. But I remember years ago when Brother One, Brother One showed up for years and years. I was just going down memory lane. Brother One showed up on a Wednesday night, a random Wednesday night. There was like 10 people here. And Brother One showed up. And, you know, for years we were without a pastor. And you can sit down for just a second. I'm just going to testify. Brother One showed up on a Wednesday night. And it's not to flatter him or anything at all. I was just thinking back. It's a random Wednesday night. Brother One shows up, sat right in the back, right where Brother Stephen's sitting, I believe, just right here. And I just remember it was just very unassuming, showed up. And before that, we'd had tons of people come in and be like, God called me to be your pastor and all this stuff. And it was all kinds of weird, just crazy stuff had happened. But he showed up, and I don't remember how many years ago it was now, but the amazing thing was, well, first of all, Mom screamed because we'd heard of Brother One for years, like this mythical, was it Sunday? No, he was here on a Wednesday night. He was here on a Wednesday night. I remember distinctly. Yeah, none of us knew who he was, but he showed up because I remember seeing him sitting in the back on a Wednesday night, very unassuming, and you know, I'd heard of Brother One since I was, you know, probably Simon's age. It was like this mysterious Brother Blatte over in Africa, and I was like, wow, this is really interesting. And of course, you build this idea of who someone is, and you know, you just showed up, and it was very, you know, just kind of unassuming. But the amazing thing was that always stuck out to me, and why I appreciate him so much, is he just got to work. It wasn't like, wow, I'm here, everybody acknowledge, you know, I'm a minister, you should put me in the pulpit. He just got to work, and he started helping people and started helping out, and I've always really appreciated that. And I know for me, he's never been like, yeah, no, I just don't have time to talk to you, sorry. Now, I mean, maybe he does that to some people, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe his relatives, but I've always appreciated that. So, say what? Yeah. He says, "Sister, I can't solve all the problems." Praise the Lord. So. I don't know, it just came to my mind, and so there we go. So, praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and sing that song. Let's actually sing that song, Through It All. It's still an F. Let's stand and sing it, Brother Brother Stephen. Somebody can take up the offering tonight. Through it all, oh, through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I have learned to depend upon His word. Sing that again. Oh, through it all, through in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I have learned to depend upon His word. Sing that one more time. Oh yes, through it all, through trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I have learned to depend upon His word. You know, I guess, you know, not to ramble on, but I guess I thought of that, and I saw this song, and I thought about it, is that, you know, we used to be Wednesday nights, we'd have like, what, 7, 8 people sometimes. I know our core we would get up to is about 12. And sometimes on Wednesday nights, like, wow, there's not very many people here compared to Sunday. This is like way more people than we used to have, so I'm glad. I'm glad to see everyone here. This is great. So I'm praise the Lord. So just, I don't know. I'm going down memory lane tonight, so you don't mind me. Let's go ahead and sing that song. Sing them over again to me. We'll change the order of the service. It's an F, Wonderful Words of Life, a good old Fanny Crosby song. Sing them over again to me, Wonderful Words of Life. Let me more of their beauty see, Wonderful Words of Life. Teach me faith and duty.
And pray together. Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity that we have to come under the shadow of your wings, a place that we can trust, knowing that God, we are here tonight to once again surrender ourselves to you, and we want to just ask your blessing upon the effort, Lord God, that each and every one of us made to be here tonight. We love you, Father. We pray for those that couldn't be here, Father. Once again, be with Sister Christine and the family, and Brother Lawrence and his family as well. And Lord, and we just want to thank you for this precious gift that you have given to us. We love you. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. Thank you for the music. There is, I don't know how much we'll be able to do tonight, but there is a little I want for us to just go into tonight, a kind of prayer meeting, but a different kind of prayer meeting tonight. Amen. And there's a family. That is traveling our way, and we thought they were going to get in tonight, but they kind of missed their flight. So, I had to sleep to the airport tonight. So we just want to keep them in prayer. And that's Brother Hillary with his two kids. And so we just want to remember them, that the Lord will just be with them tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. This, like I said, a little bit. Let's just read Joshua chapter 1 tonight for a scripture reading. Joshua chapter 1 tonight for the scripture reading. Joshua chapter 1. We're having some few baby dedication coming our way. I spoke with Sister Catherine, I think yesterday, a couple of days ago, maybe yesterday or so, and she and the baby too doing well. So we just want to continue to pray for that family. Joshua chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord speak unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Joshua, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over the Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sword of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Praise the Lord. Let's drop down verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do. Again, verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the Lord, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever that goeth. This book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day in, day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Let's pray together. Father, bless your word to our hearts tonight. We are so grateful, Lord, and we want to ask of you tonight, increase our appetite for your word. Oh God, that's what we are desiring, Lord. It's testified in your word that Job, your servant, esteemed your word above his necessary meat. So we ask that, Father, you will help us, Lord. And we thank you for the desire that we have of your word, the thirst and the hunger. We are just asking for more, Lord. Bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. Sunday, I tried to be gentle, and then in some way I kind of flipped my hands. I was somewhere here, and this edge of this thing just got my hand. Oof, my goodness, it felt like electric going through my body. Amen. But like I said, I wanted for us to do something here tonight. It's like a Bible study, like a prayer meeting, but we will just follow the way that the Lord will lead us tonight. Praise the Lord. And one thing that I wanted for us to look at as we look at this talk tonight is that, you see, there's a difference. Brother Branham says there is no way you can bring Pentecost over to this day word. Amen. And in some of those ways is there. Sometimes you look back and you look at some of those, you know, charismatic churches. You look at some of those, you know, Holy Ghost churches, and sometimes you try to feel ashamed of yourself believing the message, and it looks like those people have more of a prayer life than we have. And which of course is true. Many of them have a decent prayer life. They can spend more time with God in prayer than most of us can. If there is one thing I've been asking the Lord, is to restore my prayer life. Praise the Lord. And really had a good time with the Lord in prayer. So that has been my strength. But I want us to look at something tonight. And what I want us to look at is this. Okay, think about this now. God here is telling Joshua that Moses, my servant, is dead. You are about to carry these people into the land that I've promised them. I've promised their father. And he's telling Joshua, you're going to face the Jebusites and all these men of the nations that are there. And he's not telling Joshua to learn military tactics. Amen. He's not telling Joshua to learn how to build new ammunition. But he's telling Joshua to meditate. He's telling Joshua to be faithful to the word that I have given you. Are we together? We want to talk. On Sunday we were talking how God empowered his church. We stayed dwelling on that thought of empowerment. And if you think about that, and you go back to the book of Kings, here is the Syrian army. Every morning they get up, they jog, they do the normal military training, push-up, exercise and everything. And they make their plans, you know, they meet the cabinet minister or general, they sit down, they make their plans. As they discuss, God is telling Elisha right here, this is what they're going to do. They are going to come this way. They are going to turn this way. They are going to come this way and this. And Israel army, they are not training like the Syrian army. You grab the concept here? Amen. It's not how much we train ourselves. It's how much we stay with the word. It's how much we obey the word. God says, in this you will have success. The word can learn all of the, approach, check and balance in this kind of a time we are living in. But we want to learn to stay with God's word. We want to make an emphasis on staying with the word tonight. And that is the difference that I see that God is doing with the bride, let me say it that way, than what is happening out there. If you take for the thought, you have to listen to me closely or else you misunderstand me when I say this. And you remember where Brother Branham says, I would rather a man with a good spirit. Amen. He says, I'd rather a man with a good spirit than the man with, a wrong spirit. And he could have the right doctrine, but with the wrong spirit. Amen. But I would rather a man that has, a good spirit, and maybe he has a place in his teaching where he needs God to throw more light on. You remember that? Now, so I want to bring it in this way so you will see that the spoken word is the original seed. Amen. And Jesus compared the spirit to the rain. He compared the spirit to the rain that comes down upon the just and the unjust. If you take it in the context of anointed one at the end time, praise the Lord. Amen. So you will see here that the word, there is nothing like the word of God. Paul says in the book of Hebrew that by the word everything was made. If everything was made by the word, everything can be, every problem can be solved by the word. Every sickness can be healed by the word. Praise the Lord. The word can answer every question. Praise the Lord. So God is telling Joshua here to stay with the word. And I was kind of reading that last night, and I was looking at this word, meditate. For the long time, I pray to God to help me, and build an atmosphere of meditation. But I think sometimes and many times in a way that people understand meditation is to go into a trance. Right. Praise the Lord. That's not the biblical meaning for meditation. Yeah. The biblical meaning for meditation is for you to murmur. You got to talk to yourself. And when I read that last night, I felt so good about myself because I talk to myself all the time. I will read some of that to you tonight. I just have a lot of things here to cover up tonight, so I'm trying to take my time. We are together, brother. Amen. They always ask me at work, are you talking to yourself? I say no, to my twin. my goodness. But it's beautiful when you think about it. Sister, you start helping me with my notes there because it helped me to keep my thoughts in line. Let's take one of these tonight. I will try to take my time here. And Brother Branham said this, sign off is coming. He says, the word of the Lord, it stands no matter what goes on. Churches rise and fall. People rise, fall, everything else, rise and fall. But God's word will never fail. Amen. For it's God. That's the emphasis I want for us to make tonight. And most especially to the young people. I want for this to stick with you. But God's word will never fail, for it's God. It's God in printed form. This Bible is God in printed form. That's right. That's the reason you have internal life. Everything had a beginning, has an end. If you have a beginning, you will have an end. And that's the reason this body has to die. It has a beginning. But the soul that's in you, now underline that, the soul that's in you, because it's part of what we will come to tonight. That's the breath of God. Amen. When Peter says every scripture is written by inspiration and God breathed into man and he became a living soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. He says, but the soul that's in you, if it's God, the Holy Spirit in you, what is it? Is God premeditated thoughts. What is a word? Is a thought expressed. See? And God, before there was a word, had you in mind. Amen. Had a church in mind. Are we together? Yes, praise the Lord. And now, so we see here that the word is God in printed form, the Bible. Greater than Solomon, he says the same thing. Now the word of God, Hebrew 4, is sharper than two-edged sword, even a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Is that right? And Jesus was the word. You believe that? And he is the word. And the Bible is Jesus in printed form. And it takes his spirit to quicken those words and bring them to life again. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we have to reference and respect our Bible. Amen. Young people, we don't treat our Bible anyhow, because it's the word of God and that is God in printed form. Praise the Lord. Just having that first reverence to the word of God, there is a lot of blessings that follow it. Are we together? Amen. Amen? There is a lot of blessings that follow it. And I read another one here. The man that can turn on the light. God's word comes only by the Bible. God's Bible is the printed form of the Son of God. Because the Bible says that it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Is God revealing himself through Christ. And Christ is the word. And it takes the light of God to shine upon that word, to vindicate it, to prove that God still speaks life, internal life. Praise the Lord. And I came across a scripture last night while I was kind of studying. 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Like I said, this would be like a Bible study, a prayer meeting. But, the Lord will be able to finally decide what we have to do tonight. But just follow me as I try to follow Christ tonight. this was very helpful to me. And I believe that God empowered me with it, so I'm going to empower you with it also. Now, these be the last words of David. Think about it now. These be the last words of David. And listening to this parenthesis, David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, this is parenthesis, this is not David's word. This parenthesis is only describing David. Amen? It have not come to David's word here, but you will see why the Holy Ghost have to describe David like this. David, the son of Jesse, said, now the parenthesis, and the man who was raised up on high and anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Now you think about it. Here is the Holy Ghost here, kind of for describing David's ministry, kind of for describing when you read the psalm. That's the reason why, even though all the psalms were not written by David, but when you read the psalm, there is an anointing of David that goes with the psalm. When you read the psalm, you listen to a man that was raised up on high and anointed by the God of Jacob to bring us those sweet psalms. Praise the Lord. So when David was writing those psalms, he was lifted up so high. That's the reason why in some of the psalms he could speak in the first person. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen. He was raised up so high until he was speaking as Christ. Praise the Lord. So you see, the Psalms are not just only, good writing of David to read, but those Psalms they are so anointed. Amen. That if you can just pray those psalms, if you can just read and get in the spirit of those psalms, praise the Lord. Even people that are not Bible readers, they are not really Christians, but there is just this part of the Bible, the law, the psalm. Amen. People that use the scripture, the Bible for their own mischiefs, they like reading the Psalm of David. Many times David talks about his enemy and the things that should happen to his enemy, because he was in a physical war. Praise the Lord. Even there are military groups, when they are going for war, they try to enter into the Psalm of David. Lord, defend us from our enemy. They use the Psalm of David in the military, in the time of war. The chaplain goes right to the Psalm of David, and he prepares the people's mind for war. Why? Because David never wrote those psalms of himself. He was lifted up so high. And he was anointed. God brought him into such a realm. Are we together? But that's not what I wanted to. I was just dealing with that. Parenting says, since the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the spirit of the Lord speak by me, and his word was in my tongue. David was saying that when he was brought to that level, it was not his mind. He was speaking things that he had no idea about, because the word of the Lord was in his mouth. And if we should have a prayer meeting, we must be speaking the word. We must be reminding God of his promises. Amen. Brother Branham taught church order. He says, our long prayers must be done in the closet. And he says, there is no meeting that is no meaning that is complete without the word. Praise the Lord. So the word takes a major place. Even when it comes to prayer meeting, because what happened with the word is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So when we make emphasis on the word, when we talk about the word, when we pray the word, when we sing the word, when we get in the atmosphere of the word, then the spirit comes and anoint that word. That's when we get results. Amen. Pentecostal, or let me say the church word. They don't have the word. What happened is that they can get in an atmosphere and get and sing and get emotional and they can just pray it hours and hours, and I mean they can challenge God, I put you to the wall, God, they can say all sorts of things. Praise the Lord. They work out themselves in a certain anointing, and then they can just say all sorts of things. But when we come and approach God, and we say, Lord, on the basis of your word, you have given us this promise. Amen. Amen. When God took Israel to the promised land, it was based on a word that he gave to Abraham. Right. Praise the Lord. Amen. God was fulfilling his word, and God will always fulfill his word. And the thing that God will bring to pass in your life is God's fulfilling his word. Amen. Amen. If God will grant the desire of our hearts, it's the desire of our hearts that are lined up with his word. Amen. Are we together? He says this. He says, the Spirit of the Lord speak by me. It says it was the Spirit of the Lord speaking by me. Sorry, don't listen to this lady. I touched something here. He says, and his words was in my tongue. Now, this is the thing that kind of blessed me. He says, the God of Israel said, the rock of Israel speak to me. He that ruleth over man must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord. Amen. He that ruleth over men in every way. In our family, if you want to have influence and successful influence on another man, it must not be your own idea. Amen. He says, the God of Israel said to me, the rock of Israel, he spoke to me. He said, he that ruleth over men must be just. Make your judgment based on the word, not on feelings. Praise the Lord. Because the spoken word is the original seed. It's the only thing that can be able to produce itself back to the original. Are we together? This goes to every form of leadership, and most especially, we in the house of the Lord. He says, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. Now, David here was telling us a secret that God told him. Amen. He was saying, the word of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. The word of the Lord was on my tongue. And when God was dealing with me, this is what he said. I love this. He says, ruling in the fear of the Lord, and he shall be as a light of the morning. When the sun rises, even a morning without clouds. If a man mind is just, no selfishness. Amen. If his heart is just, right, he wakes up and the day is more brighter. Amen. Even though we have longer night, but you wake up 5 a.m. in the morning and it's more brighter because your spirit is free. Amen. There is no jealousy. There is, you are not converting anybody. There is no anger. There is no bitterness. So you rise up with the morning. Such an energy. Praise the Lord. He shall be as the light of the morning. when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds. Praise the Lord. You know what a feeling it is? Laying down and knowing that you don't have nothing against anybody. Praise the Lord. It's a healthy feeling. As the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after the rain. Now listen to this. Now he says, although my house be not so with God. He's saying, there are things, the Lord told me this, but there are things that did happen in my home. There are things that did happen in my life. These were the last words of David. Showing when God gave you his word and you follow his word and when we do what his word says, the blessings that follow it. Are we together? Oh, I just love this man. You know, Brother Branham says those men that wrote the word, even if it was against them, they even said the truth. David saying that the Lord told me this, but my house never came just with this. He says, my house was guilty. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made me an everlasting covenant. Even though I fell, he gave me his word. He spoke to me. Even though I feel, but yet, I'm resting on that everlasting covenant. You tell me, how can you read this thing like this about 11 o'clock in the night and ever sleep? Tell me, how can you read this, Brother Jordan, at 11:30 in the night and ever sleep? Oh, my goodness. It's very important. Amen. God gave Abraham a promise for the promised son. Are we together? The promised son never came until Abraham received a body change. Are we together? And we also have a promise. For a promised son. And what was the body change to Abraham? The word made flesh. Amen. The body change to Abraham was the word made flesh. Because the promise that God gave Abraham is now going to be made flesh before him. Your promise is now going to be made flesh before you is going to be made flesh in you. Amen. Your promised son is coming in you. Thank you, Lord. So as Abraham staggered not at the promise of God in the way that Paul says it, every time he was holding to that promise and struggling to believe God and kept believing God, his body change was taking place. Amen. Every time he held to the promise, he was getting close to his body change. And that is the same thing that happens to the believer every time we stand on the promise of God. The body change is taking place. Are we together? Let's read this oneness. We'll come back to this. Again, but let's just start on this and find a place to close. We'll come back to it because I wanted to go into the inspiration. Every scripture is written by inspiration, but let's just read this together. Brother Branham says, listen closely. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Amen. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Let's read it from the Bible as Paul gave it to us here. 1 Corinthians 4:20. He says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." Amen. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Now, Brother Branham will explain and help us to understand that. It says here, the kingdom of God is his word made power. Are we together? Because when you talk about the gospel came to us by demonstration, that demonstration is not something contrary to the word. Amen? Are we together? Because if we take our natural mind, our human line of understanding, and you read 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Then it almost looks like we don't need a word all the time. We need some power. How will you get the power without the word? To leave the word and look for power, you are going to be manufacturing something. You are going to be working out yourself. So the prophet comes and helps us to understand that the kingdom of God is his word made power. So for you to get that power, you must come back to the word. You must begin with the word. You must make the word major for you to get the power. Amen? Because it's the word that brings joy. It's the word that brings strength. It's the word that brings healing. So it's the word that brings power. If you are not resting on the word, if you are not feeding on the word, if you are not meditating on the word, your power will not last. It will be a human-made power that will only sustain you for a short period of time as long as your emotions can stay. Amen? You will just be, oh, yeah, Zelia, you want everybody to know you're on fire for God, and you are right there. It's just going to last for as long as your strength can last. But if it's the word that is producing that power, it will sustain you. It will take you through different phases, but it will keep you. So where's my emphasis tonight? The word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let the word be our song. Let the word be our prayer. Let the word be our meditation. Let the word be the things that we will murmur about. It's strange that God hates murmuring, but yet he tells you to murmur when he says meditate. God says, if there is something that you should murmur about, it's the promise. Say, God, you said it. I believe your word. You said it, Lord. I believe your word. I know you would do it. That's the kind of a murmuring that God likes. Are we together? He says, the kingdom of God is his word made power. If you want to put that down as 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is God's word made power. What is the kingdom of God? It's in you. The word in you. Amen? The kingdom in you. And when the word comes in there, what does the word begin? It turns itself into power. When the word comes in where? When the word comes in you. Praise the Lord. Young people, that's the reason why it's good to read your Bible every day. Praise the Lord. Read that word every day. Read the scripture every day. Read a verse or two every day. Praise the Lord. If you even train yourself to memorize, that would be good. And when the word comes in there, what does it begins? It turns itself into power, making it say exactly what it says. Now you trying to produce the word, but the word producing itself. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I don't know whether you've been down that road. I've been there before, where you try to make a promise to happen, and you know that it did not happen. Amen. Yeah, it's a kind of a bad feeling. He says, you can say it says this and it says that. It makes it work. You got to say the same thing it says. Amen. In prayer, in meditation, say the same thing it says. Praise the Lord. Paul said in Romans, the Lord is nigh thee, even in your mouth. And whatever you confess, and whatever you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. So making it says what the same thing it says, that makes a confession. Not saying, well, it's polished up a little year. I will have more wisdom. It will be in better standing over a year. Praise the Lord. You stay with the word. There it is. And it makes its power. Brother Branham taught us something. Romans chapter 12. The power of transformation. When you listening to that, what Paul says that in Romans chapter 12, and I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this word, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Praise the Lord. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, when he talks about that power of transformation, it almost looks like you talk about, he gave the example about a wheat, and a crooked ball and something like that. But when Brother Branham talks about the power of transformation, he says the power of transformation is in the word. Amen. He says the power, God's power of transformation is in his word. And when we receive the word of God, amen. Now the word that we receive goes and identifies with that attribute of God that is in you. Then it brings out that God that is in you. Praise the Lord. So God's power of transformation, the transformation is just now we in ourselves trying to stop our habit, but receiving God's word, what God's word says about it. Embracing God's word. Amen. Remember the Bible says, and a prophet said there over in the book of Isaiah, that the pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hands. And since that's the place where God wants to get us to, where We can have such a pleasure with his word. Where the word of the Lord would just be, I mean, it would be so sweet. We would enjoy reading the word. It would not be something we force ourselves to. I mean, it would just be something that we just enjoy doing it. There would be such a pleasure. That's where God is bringing us to. Remember over there in Ephesians, we are made for his pleasure. He's bringing us over to that place. That's where he's bringing us. You will soon see here as we go down, Brother Branham starts to talk something here. And stay with the word. There it is. And it makes its power Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said in St. John 14:12, if ye abide in me, my word and my word in you. No, I beg your pardon. That wasn't what he said there. He said, now here, just reading, he's reading another promise, different from that. He that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also. If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. If ye abide in me and my word abide in you. Now he says this. What is it? You have got to get the word. You have got to get the word. Get yourself killed out. That's Romans chapter 12. Presenting your body as a living sacrifice. You're presenting your body to what? Not to the church. Not to the pastor. You are presenting your body to the word. You are submitting yourself to the word. Every time you hear the word, you submit yourself to it. Every time the word brings a correction, you say, Lord, I realize that. I need that area. I want you to help me. Line up. So you are presenting your body a living sacrifice. That's where you get killed out. He says, you have got to get the word. Oh, my goodness. Get yourself killed out. I'm persuaded that many of us, friends, have received the Holy Ghost, but we just receive enough Holy Ghost in us to make us to a place where we don't want to lie. We don't want to steal, but we stay still. Amen? Amen? Oh, yeah, we steal God's time. The time that God should have for us, we just put it into other things. We don't want to. We have received enough Holy Ghost that we don't want to do, we don't want to do anything. We don't want to do anything wrong. That is the mush of the Holy Ghost that we have received. That's good. But that's not enough. Amen. The Holy Ghost has given us the desire that we don't want to. But the Holy Ghost wants to increase that desire that it's not only that you don't want to, but you are not even conscious of it. You don't have to struggle with the thought whether you should say yes or no. You know what to say. We don't want to steal. We don't want to do anything. But God wants to fill every fiber of his church. He wants to fill your thinking. He wants to feel. That's when the pleasure of the Lord is prospering in his hands, when he can have you. Amen. Lord. If that's what God wants, God is going to get it. Praise the Lord. That's right. If that's what God, he's going to get it. He said he will have a church without spot or wrinkle. He has the ability to produce that church, or else he wouldn't have said it. So we can just rejoice in there. You don't have to struggle in your mind. You don't have to allow your weaknesses to create challenges in your mind. Tell yourself, God said it, and I'm getting there. You don't have a choice. Amen. You see, we are taking all the work from our hands, and we are putting it in Christ. Paul says, when we start working ourselves up, then God don't have no work to do. But if we put our mediator to work and say, God, you said it in your word. You said it in your word that your Holy Spirit would be with this thing. Then the mediator goes to work. Amen. When you are working, God is resting. When you can come to the place where you are resting on his promises, then he gets to work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, if we know this, it makes it very easy to serve the Lord. All you have to do is just love him and enjoy the things that he's doing. Amen. Because he knows that he's working everything for good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You don't have to understand it before it's good. Amen. He wants to fill every fiber, fill your thinking. He wants to fill your mind. He wants to fill every bit of you. Just make you completely, totally dead to yourself or to your thinking. Just so surrender in God till his word just live right through you. In the adoption series, Brother Branham says, until you can be the child where he says, there my spirit flow freely. There my spirit flow freely. A son of God that just allowed God to do his will. There my spirit flow freely. I'll read that to you next week. Amen.
Amen.
We have enough Holy Ghost that we don't want to make people to feed by. Praise the Lord. And when people feed by us, our Holy Ghost run out. Because that was just enough we had for them not to feed by. And as soon as they feed by, we run out. Praise the Lord. It comes to the word. The word is working mightily in you. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever you ate this morning for breakfast or for lunch, whatever you ate, God have already set the organs of your body in motion to distribute that to your system for strength, nourishment, everything. And that is the same thing with the word. Amen. And that is the reason why the statue of the perfect man, we can practice it. You know, the gift of the spirit, you can practice it. The way to get more of the gift of the spirit or the fruit of the spirit is just the word. Just feed on the word. Just read the word. Just love the word of God. Praise the Lord. Just love the word of God. And what actually it is God empowering you. It's God that has come down to our level to bring us up to his level. Are we together? Amen. Now, so you see, when we get to the Lord in prayer and we fellowship around the word, and we go to God in prayer, what do we do? Brother Branham says we present the word as our token. So the word that has been preached to us, or the word that you read in the morning, or the word that you were listening to, when you get into praying after listening to that word, use that word as a token. Use the word as a token. Present that promise back to God. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads tonight. The kingdom of God is the word made power. It's God making his word to take place in your life. It's God making his word to give you strength. God making his word to bring you joy. The Bible is God in print and form, the Son of God. Praise the Lord. We'll find a time we'll go into that and realize here, like we read on Sunday, Brother Branham says, it's not the man that counts predestinated, it's the word. But yet, there is a word, that word that was predestinated. You were in that word that was predestinated. It was not your flesh, but you were in the word. There were you in the word, because you are part of God. Amen. Let's take the word tonight. If there is anything that the Holy Spirit spoke to your mind tonight, you can remember, use that as a token. If there is anything in the word that you enjoy, Lord, your word is you in printed form. The kingdom of God is not in words alone, but it's in power, Lord. Your kingdom is your word empowered in me. And you use that as a token. You present God his word back. This is what your word says. And based on what your word says, yeah, my Lord, I'm presenting my body as a living sacrifice. You have given me enough of your spirit to be here tonight, but yet there is more of you that I need. More of yourself you want to give. You want to fill every fiber of my body. You want me to just be in a love affair with you, just like you told Joshua, meditate upon this word. In this you will have success. Let the Amalekites, let the Canaanites go and steady military plans. Let the economy rise and let all of this, but in your word, I will have success. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We can come to you tonight, Lord Jesus. Not in our own strength, Lord. We can come, Father, resting upon your word. Father, a new way to approach it tonight, Lord, is because you said it in your word. It's because you said it in your word. Like when you told Israel to go and take the promised land, you knew that the giants were there, Father. But when you give them the promise, you never made mention of the giants. You told them that the land is flowing with milk and honey. Lord, when they started identifying the giants, that's where their problem began. As long as they listened to what you told them, traveling all through, they were so anxious to get there. They wanted to possess the land. But when they got there and they started identifying things around them, then they started being trouble. If they would have just kept the word that you told them in their mind, if they would have just said, you said, Lord, it's a land that is flowing with milk and honey. And Joshua and Caleb kept that word in their mind and said, we are more than able to take it. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. And you just think about it tonight. Every time you try to approach God on the base of his word, and you get in prayer and you want to pick up those promises, and you just want to approach God on the base of his promise, the enemy fights that. If you were just going and just praying random and just throwing things all over the place, you know, you can have the liberty to express yourself and express your frustration to God. But when it comes to the place of putting the token before your prayer, taking the promise and approaching God on the promise, it almost looks like you have never read your Bible before. It looks like everything gone from your mind. The enemy fight against that because he knows that's where life is. He knows that's the thing that he's afraid of. When that token is presented, you say, God, on the base of your promise. That's the thing that makes the devil move. That's the thing that he's afraid of.
You alone have desire and I I said, yeah, bountiful, the water so my soul longed after thee. You alone are my heart, desire and I long to worship you. Are my strength, my shield, and you alone makes my spirit yield. Lord, you alone are my heart, desire, and I long to worship you. My friend, and you are my brother, even though you are my king. Yes, I want you more than any other, so much more than anything. and I long to worship you. I want more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the rear, your giver and the apple of my eye. Oh, Heavenly Father, what a prayer meeting tonight, Lord. What a prayer meeting tonight. Father, when we think about it, Lord, you told your servant Moses and said the blood must be poured on the lintel of the doorpost. And Father, Lord God, Brother Branham says, God will even despise the sign of circumcision if that blood was not on the doorpost. Even though they were circumcised on the eighth day, but if the token was not applied, God would not even look at the sign of circumcision. The death angel was struck. That is how much the word is important in your prayer. No matter how long you've been serving God, no matter how long you feed the Holy Ghost, the word is very important. Apply the token every time. Father, we just want to magnify your word tonight before your people. Lord God, we want to just, Lord, show how much your word is important. The whole service is about your word. That's the reason why our order must be by your word. It's not what we think and what we feel, it must be by the word. Prophet said, Lord, all the attributes of God was around that logos in the beginning. We were all like children at the footstool of the Father. And that logos was the word in the beginning. Lord Jesus, we want to bring importance to your word. Let your word be our meditation, Lord. Let your word be the thing we desire. Increase our appetite, for you said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst. And our hungering and thirst is that your word will just increase, Lord. Father, Lord, because your prophet told us in the church ages that the work of the devil is to discredit the word. If he can destroy our confidence in the word, if he can destroy our confidence in the word, and that's what he's been doing through all the ages. That's what he's been doing, and he's doing on the internet, and he's doing everywhere, is to destroy our confidence in the word. It's to discredit the message to us and destroy everything. But tonight, Lord God, we want to magnify your word. We say your word created everything. Your word is what it is, Lord. Your word has the power. Your word has the strength. And we are here today because of your word. If we will have a church and will be built on your word, the gates of hell will never prevail against your word. Lord, Lord, you told Joshua, if he would stay with that word, you said, I will magnify you before the people. If you will stay with the word that I gave to my servant Moses, he said, I will magnify you before your people. Father, that's what we want to do tonight. That's what we want to do tonight. We want to put emphasis on the word. We want to encourage our young people to read the word. We want to encourage our middle-aged people to read the word, all the people, read the word. Let's read the word. If there is anything of good report, think on those things. And the word has a lot of good report. If there is anything of virtue, think on those things. And virtue comes from your word. And that's what we want to do tonight, Lord. That's our prayer service, oh God. We can get into an emotion here, Father, and we can bring prayer requests, and we can pray for this one, and we can run around the building, oh God. But, Father, when we leave the word, we will just enjoy the atmosphere of the Spirit, but the Spirit will only vindicate the word. That's the difference. The result that the Spirit will ever bring, it has to be the word. We love you tonight, Jesus. We love you tonight, Father. What a God, what a King, what a Savior you are. Blessed be your holy name tonight.
You are Lord, are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. Lord, you alone are my heart, desire and I long to worship you. Let's sing that one more time. You alone. You alone are my strength, my shield. Yes, you are Lord, Spirit yield. Oh, you alone are my heart, desire and I long to worship you.
The word is working mightily in me. Let's just stand. Let that be our confession tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. No matter what the circumstance I feel or I see, I believe the word is working mightily in me.
The word is working mightily in me. Oh, the word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance I feel or I see, the word is working mightily in me. Oh, yeah, the word is working mightily in me. The word is working mightily.
Testimony tonight.
Oh, yeah, the word is working mightily in me. Oh, the word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance, what I see or feel, the word.
matter what the circumstance, what I feel or see, the word is working mightily. Can thank the Lord for that. Amen. Yes, His word is working mightily in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's bringing us right to where He wants us to be. And we can trust the Lord for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just sing something. Every promise in the Lord's mind. Let's sing that tonight again. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is just something about trusting God. Amen. It's just something about coming. You know, Brother Branham says, man always like works. He wants to show that he's doing something for God. And God said, just come simply. Just trust me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting.